watch Survivor, and when the show ends, you really wanna talk about it with like-minded friends. It might be hard to find some, but don't you shed a tear. Check out the Purple Rock Podcast, and this is what you'll hear. John will make some dumb jokes, and he likes to yell and curse, and if they're not available, the backup hosts are really great. We'll spend the whole time being jerks and telling you you're wrong. And so we got this other jerk to sing you our theme song. It's the Purple Rock Survivor Podcast. Love that co-host.
Hello and welcome to this Purple Rock Survivor Podcast. I am your host, Andy, and with me, back by popular demand, is Mike. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Andy. That's a lie. This is not backed by popular demand.
Yeah, well, I figured if I said that, we would get people in the comments being like, who asked for him back? I never did that, because that's what they did when I tried to pay you a compliment about your theme song. They're like, actually, no, I like the other one better.
I'm those are lovely commenters. I love them.
I was like, I'm trying to be nice, guys. I know you're not accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But you guys haven't been on the show before.
You know, I do respect that you appreciate my availability. So
it's availability is the best ability.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here to talk about the penultimate episode of Survivor, which is a word that I feel like did not exist for most of my life, and now it's inescapable. That's just somebody started using it and be like, "Ooh, that sounds fancy."
It's a good word. I love it. That's my favorite episode of Survivor, the penultimate. Usually it's always a good time, and this was no exception, I would say.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I think we're on a bit of a roll here, you know, which is, you know, we've been kind of, you know, hinting at that, like, the season was fine, but maybe it could get better. There was room for it to get better, and I feel like it has, because, yeah, that was really great stuff. Largely out of one person, and we'll get into that. but, you know, a good episode of Survivor overall. What did you think?
Yeah, I loved it. It was probably my favorite of the season. It was definitely my favorite of the season. There's no real way to kind of like half measure that one. This was a really good episode. Maybe the best since its comeback after the pandemic. It's definitely up there.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think a big part, like, last week was enjoyable, but then at the end, kind of fell just like a little bit of a letdown, because what was exciting about last week was that we seemed like this, you know, really smart idea, really creative gameplay by Jesse, and then, you know, it didn't actually, you know, come to complete fruition. This episode certainly hinted that the same was going to happen, but nope, we got the payoff this time. And I wanted to talk a bit about Jesse's move and why it was so brilliant and necessary. And usually when I write these things down in the breakdown for the other person, I leave room for their opinion. Like, what did you think? If you don't think that, then this is going to be a real short conversation. Because I don't think there's another side to this. There's certainly some people talking out other sides. Those people are wrong. Sure. I am right.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can see people trying to muster a defense to this one, but I don't see the actual defense.
Yeah. So I've seen some out there. So those are the straw men I'll be pulling at. Okay. I think part of it is people seem confused about both everything, like why he was doing what he was doing, the motivation. And I thought he explained it really well. Like, I think this is the same time, like last time we talked, it's like, yeah, it was a really good idea for all, or maybe, well, that wasn't you. I talk to a new person every week. but it's like, yeah, for every reason that Jesse said, like, I wouldn't have thought that I have a lot to add, but it seemed to confuse people. So let's get into it here.
Break it down.
So Jesse's plan is to, you know, use Cody's idol to force Carla to use her idol and then vote out Cody. That's the plan. People are like, well, why do you have to use Jesse's idol? And I think, or Cody's, I'm going to screw those two names up a lot during this conversation, by the way. Two syllable names that both end in E. It's been tough for me. Why do you have to use Cody's idol? That was the plan. And the whole idea was,
it hinged on it.
Yeah. And I think at least I saw one comment like it just felt mean. Yeah, it was kind of a tough thing to do it to his friend. But the plan was two parts. It wasn't just about getting rid of Cody. It was about getting rid of Carla's idol. That's what makes this such an elite survivor move, because it sets him up so that of the people that he has to worry about, the bigger threats in the game, one is completely neutered in Carla, one is gone in Cody, and he will leave this tribal council with the only working idol and a guaranteed path to Final Four. That's the other thing. Like, I you see this, and I think there's just a lot of people who are just nervous watchers. It's the weirdest thing, because they're not even players, right? And they're like, oh, I don't know, that one felt soon. Did you forget the part where nothing can be done to him the very next vote? He is completely protected. So yes, does this move put a huge target on Jesse? By design, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be done about that target. There is only one more vote where they can vote him out, except that they can't because he has an idol.
Mm-hmm.
But share thoughts from where I'm at so far.
Yeah, you are correct. He cannot be. I mean, the only way he can be is if he forgets to play his idol, which I don't think he's going to, because that doesn't seem like his style. He seems to be very aware of where all the pieces on the board are at all times and how to maneuver them. So I think he's going to play his idol regardless of whether or not, I mean,
unless he wins immunity.
He wins immunity. Yeah. And so he's not going to be a target next week. The only thing I'll say about this in a negative aspect to the play is this is a season where if you become a target, you know, if you do anything, you become a target. And so he's clearly now going to be target number one. When it comes down to the final four, he will not have anybody willing to take him to the final three. But that probably was going to be the case anyway. Cody would have taken him, but he wouldn't. I don't know. The way they kind of have edited the season, it seems like he wouldn't have won against Cody.
Well, here's
based
the thing.
On everything we've seen. He had to do it.
Well, he talks about that too. So that's the other part that people keep worrying about. So, oh, we would get rid of Cody. Yeah, because people were screaming at me, Final Four. I was very particular with my choices of words. He cannot be voted out at Final Four. No one can be voted out at Final Four.
Right.
So what he's giving up here is the chance that Cody would bring him to the final three, were Cody to be the winner of the immunity challenge, which is a pretty good bet, especially if you use the next little time getting rid of, say, Carla and Cassidy.
Right.
He doesn't want that. He feels that if he allows the plan that was in place beforehand, Cody's plan that was in place beforehand to eliminate Carla, but to trick Carla into not playing her idol and getting rid of Carla, that raises Cody's profile right before the end of the game in a way which will allow Jesse no chance to bring it down. Because, and I will remind everybody, because I know once there's more than two things going on in this game, it's far too complicated and everything was so much easier back in the tens. Cody would still have an idol. So Cody is also somebody who would never be able to be eliminated from the game. So unless you think that, Jesse can, win the challenge, take Cody on in fire making, and that be something that impresses people, he has no chance to lower Cody's profile between now and then. That's getting true. Brought to the end by Cody is not what he wants. He explained this. If he gets brought to the end by Cody after Cody has already made this move, he's Cody's little buddy.
Yep.
How much have past people who have been brought to the end been respected by juries? Some have won, right? Tommy won. I think
Marianne won.
But they weren't brought by like their key ally member. They were like, differences. Tommy was brought by a goat and then another goat was there. He would be brought by his equal partner, except that it's no longer an equal partnership, because in this universe, Cody has the signature move of the season. So that's what Jesse is worried about. That's when, he gets this plan thought to him. Instead of just being like, yes, that's good. That's who I wanted to eliminate. Great stuff. Thanks, Cody. He does what he's been doing all season. Somebody presents him with something. A lot of times, something that sounds pretty good for him. Hey, right. Let's vote out Carla. Oh, but actually, maybe I should vote out Noel. Let's do this. Maybe it should be Sammy instead. This time, he does that. Wait, what will happen if we go along with this? Cody's going to look better than me. We've been, you know, probably equal partners. Maybe you could argue that Jesse's, you know, been viewed better. We don't know. Anyone who is arguing that is forgetting that we are watching an edited season of television in which Jesse did outlast Cody, in which Cody did not make the move. So, yes, if it feels to you at home that Jesse was the better player than Cody, that's why. Because Jesse has been more successful than Cody. If you got to follow the time streams there. All right.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if he does all of that, what's his case at the end? Me and Cody acted together. And what was your signature move? I let Cody do this thing. And we even see it at Tribal Council, because in order to make this play off, you know, because they have to kind of play act to make Carla feel really comfortable, right?
Right.
The jury was disgusted by all of them. The fact that they're not going to do anything. Noelle's betting money left and right. You know, I think there was like a literal look of disgust on her face when Jesse was being like, I'm not in a position to challenge them. That's what happens if he doesn't take out Cody in this moment.
Yeah, they lose all respect for him if they had any to begin with.
Yeah, it's now Cody's alliance, and the season would look very different. Mm-hmm. And yeah, bravo for him for realizing that, because so many survivors in the past have been unwilling to make that move. Because I can agree that Cody or Jesse may have lowered his chances to make the finals by X percent. Because now it's up to him to either win immunity or fire. Mm-hmm. It'll have to be one of those things. Whereas before, for one, maybe he wasn't even going to be targeted because his profile wasn't that high. Two, Cody was also a possibility either to win that immunity and take him or be the more threatening player that is put into fire. So all of those things, I think, is true. His chances to get to the end has lowered.
Yeah.
His chances of winning when he gets to the end are very pretty high. Much near 100%. He needs to survive one session, because it's not a vote.
Yeah.
One that isn't kind of random anyway. So if everybody was like, well, now what happens to his final four plan? Man, you can't plan for final four. What is it going to be? You catch a ball while it's rolling faster with an arm tied around your back, and then you get wood to catch on fire faster, which has been pretty random. You know, there's been many fire challenges where it's like, if you would have bet who you think is going to win, you would have been wrong. Right. So in that case, it's better if you look at down the line and you say that if I go to the end with this person, I do not think I'm going to win. Then it is incumbent on you to not go to the end with that person. And this was the only chance to do it. So that all of that is why I think it was an excellent move. And anybody who thinks like it was too soon, do you not know what time it is? That it's not too soon. This is it. Neither of them could be voted out next week if he didn't do it. Now it's your turn to talk, because I went long on that one.
I was just going to say, you know, this is the only time he has to do it, really. Yeah. It was a great move. It was a savage move.
So savage.
It was a move that like from a like survivor rules standpoint, I'm not even 100% sure still that it's something that should have been allowed, but brilliant to take the opportunity, brilliant to do it. It also, at least for the time being, not that it matters, it shows the people you told other than Cody, I'm going to do this thing, that you did that thing. So it may buy him a little bit of credit for that, but even that doesn't matter because he's got an idol. So who cares?
That's the key part that I don't know. Maybe people are just forgetting. He is immune.
Yeah.
The move now is to not duck the target. The move is to get everybody to vote for him at Final Five. He should go back to Tribal Council and be like, hey, man, did you see how much the jury liked that? Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. I thought they'd be mad, but no, they seem to love it. And then just start bossing people around, talk to everybody and give them a different plan and just hope. All right, now
they start talking to each other. Yeah,
because it's so much more impressive if he, you know, plays his idol and his one vote is who sends the next person home than it is if he, you know, plays it and doesn't need it. Like, that'll be somewhat impressive because they'll be like, oh, he had an idol this whole time. For one, just impressed that they didn't know about it. And then it'll also put the final piece of why he did what he did last time together.
And they'll be like, how the hell did he get Janine's idol? So,
yeah, I mean, he better explain it all. Like last week, I used Cody's idol to save Owen here. This week, I think I'm going to use Janine's.
Yeah.
You guys all thought Dwight went home with it, but actually, I've had it this whole time. And then, yes, he has to survive four. That was still true before. That's true for everybody. There is no guaranteed survival of four
anymore.
The closest thing you can have a guaranteed survival at four is be somebody who nobody believes will win the game.
Yeah.
But that's not what he's trying to be. Did you not see his tear-soaked confessional? He's not here for the experience. He is here to win. And sometimes, in order to play to win, you have to be able to risk losing. That's right. Thing about Survivor is it's losing anyway, right? So too many people are focused on losing at four versus losing at three or two. It's still an L. And in fact, if you're talking like the money difference isn't that significant between fourth place and third place.
Right.
And we Survivor fans respect fourth place often far more than we do third or second.
You know? That is true. Yeah. Get that money, baby.
Yeah. And it's like, so he could go home at fire. Absolutely. He could.
Yeah. But
it won't be because of this decision. It'll just be because the fire didn't fire up enough, you know?
Right.
The only way this one backfires is if the jury hates him for it.
Yeah. If Cody somehow poisons the jury against him, which I don't think he'd do. But, you know, Cody's a wild card. Who knows? But I don't know if it would work. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Cody's pissed at him. Who cares? Like, I don't think the rest of the jury will care as much about it.
Yeah. And I think it's like, you know, they clearly seem thirsty for a move. Again, he doesn't know that beforehand. Yeah. What he does know that is there's not a lot separating me and Cody. Soon there will be. And I'd rather separate it on my behalf than Cody's behalf.
Yeah. I will say that if the jury did seem thirsty for a move, but how dare they after the way they've played?
Yes. Oh, these fools, they'll do anything.
Yeah.
It's like one of those seasons where like, man, I've been trying to get these. No, you haven't. None of you have.
No one. Not a soul. Maybe Sammy, but I don't know.
But I thought not only was it like a really great move, like within the context of this season, because that's a pretty low bar. If he goes on to win based on what he does in this move, but based on what he was, did with Noelle move. Based on what he tried to do last week and still accomplished part of it with the Sammy move, this is one of the great Survivor players of all time. And he doesn't even need to win for that to happen because a lot of the best players don't, you know? And that was true before there was fire. That was true before. In fact, you know, if fire sends him home, people don't, you can complain that you hate the fire anyway, and like it's a dumb thing that shouldn't happen. But it won't be the reason why Jesse lost. Because in a normal situation, he just would have been voted out. Like, the fire will be the only reason why he had a second chance at staying in the game.
Yeah. You did just say that the fire would be the reason why he goes home.
If he goes home because of fire. But I'm not saying, like, the existence of the fire-making challenge.
Right.
Is not like, see, this whole thing, this thing needs to be gone because it lost us one of the great players of Survivor history. No, it needs to be gone because it's bad television or whatever. But it's like, Jesse would have been voted out. Like, the fire making is the only thing that might save him, besides also winning the challenge. Either are possible. I'd say he has the lowest odds on, the challenge, but these things are fairly random. Who won it last year? It was not, it was the skinny pageant guy.
Romeo,
yeah, he won it. Was anybody predicting that?
Did he?
No.
He won the challenge, right? Yeah.
The final four challenge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. It could be Jesse. My point is there's a lot of problems. Like, I'll accept many discussions about why fire making shouldn't exist, but it won't be because it sent the best player of the season home. It gave the best player of the season one more chance. Generally, that's kind of why it exists.
Yeah,
maybe it shouldn't. That's another discussion. Another thing that I've kind of seen out there is. Discussion that like people are praising Jesse. I am one of those people praising Jesse for turning on his ally, yet burying Carla for turning on hers. And aren't they the same thing, Mike?
No, they're not the same thing at all.
Not even a little bit. Context matters, people. Yes.
I mean, Carla had no reason to turn on Cassidy because she had no real other route to go there. And she also had, because, well, Cassidy didn't turn on Carla. So her whole motivation for it was based on a lie that was a pretty, I want to say, pretty clear lie that she fell for, you know, hook, line, and sinker. And, but yeah, she doesn't really have the inroads with anybody else. And Jesse does. He has, I mean, it's, it, again, Jesse has the idol as his backup plan.
He's, so did Carla.
Yeah, I'm sure Jesse's going to try to work those angles with like Owen and Gabler and stuff to probably limited success, but he's going to try, damn it. Carla just, I just, what was she doing? She had no reason to. It didn't benefit her game. And she said that. She said that to Cassidy's face when she was lying to Cassidy and doing the telenovela thing. Which regardless, I'm just going to skip right past that part. But her saying it would be a really bad idea, that was the one truthful thing.
Yeah, she accurate. Said
there. Yeah.
You should listen to Carla. She knows what she's talking about, Carla.
Yeah, exactly. Just for that one sentence, though. Yeah, I don't know. It's not the same at all. It is not.
The reasons are different.
Yeah.
Jesse's reason for turning on his ally in this moment is because he's afraid, I think with good justification, that his ally will beat him at the end of the game, which is two votes away at this point. You know, now one vote away, but two votes when he's doing it. Carla expresses no such fear. She's not afraid of Cassidy beating her. She's afraid of Cassidy telling people about her idol, which eventually Cassidy does, but only because Carla turned on her.
Right. And everybody knew about the idol anyway. And if everybody knew about the idol, so what? Yeah. It was final 7/6. This is the time where if you have an idol, again, this cast, they're not going to take a shot at you because they're too afraid to do anything about it, except for Jesse, who did that this episode, proving that statement wrong immediately.
But, and I suppose Cody was going to do it too, but most of them wouldn't.
Right. Most of them were Gabler. And I mean, they even show a scene of like Gabler and Owen talking about how they can't vote for Cody or Carla, because they have idols and they're too afraid to take a shot at them. And it's just like, this is our cast this season. Those two are perfectly representative of everybody on this season.
Even better early in the episode is Carla does her whole bit to convince them that she does not have an idol, which is like, why are you expending that?
Why?
Effort? It is day, like there are T-5 days left or something.
Yeah.
And, Gabler's like, I believe her. Thus, we can vote her out. She doesn't have an idol now. She's safe in the clear. We've been dancing around the subject because we've been afraid of it. That's why we've been looking for split votes.
Yeah.
Hooray. Carla is completely unprotected.
Unreal. And it's just so, what is that thing you do where, the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? That's what she's like. I don't want her to tell them, so I'll tell them I don't have an idol. And it was just going to lead to her demise. It was just, you really, your last week on the podcast, you talked about how Carla was just not a very good player. And it totally changed my mind on how, like, I was like, you know what? I think Andy's right.
Yeah, I mean, I took no pleasure in saying it, right? Like, I really liked her.
Yeah, I do too.
And I mean, I still do. Yes. Like, it doesn't need to be a past tense. Like, you know, in the way for me, you know, my pleasure of this show will always come, like, you know, strategy gameplay first. That's just who I am. But as like a person, she still seems like just top notch cool.
And she's fun on the show still. Yeah. It's not like she's bad at the TV part of the show. It's just she's kind of bad at the game.
Yeah. So I'm going to expound a bit on what I did talk about last week because maybe make the point a little more clear. When I brought up the idea that like she was the person who left the Beware Advantage and went back for it. And what I was getting at is, I think there was a path where Carla would have continued, like, been a good player in the ways that she felt like a good player early. She has strengths. She is good at the social bonds. People liked her. People wanted to work with her. She was getting information. But she had in her head that the way she had to play, and maybe this is a, you know, a mix of her personality type, maybe it's the idea, the game plan that she had going in, which is generally kind of a bad idea. You know, everybody has a game plan until they get punched in the face is kind of the boxing right. metaphor, was that she was going to be under the radar. Then she gets that idol and she still wants to be under the radar and she does the good work to try and keep it secret. That's good. But once she that it's out there, that she might now be on the radar for people because of this idol, everything falls apart for her, because that's all she then is motivated to do is just reset the terms of, you know, engagement to where she wants them to be. Oh, no, I can't be a target. I can't. No. Oh, my God. I blew my opportunity when I was honest with Cassidy. And now she's going to tell to the point where, yeah, like one vote before the thing expires. That's still her greatest fear, is that people are going to know about it and that she's going to be a target. And that if I can convince them now that I don't have an idol, I won't be a target. It's like there's two votes left. Man, yeah. At some point, you have to assume you're just going to maybe be a target and be happy that you have an idol. And I think if she had never touched that thing, I remember when, you know, she put it back and then she's talking to James. And a lot of us, myself included, thought that like what she was going to do is convince James to go get it.
Right.
I think maybe that's what she should have done. Then she would have like had some of the benefits of, like, you know, the idol. She could help direct where it would be played. And, you know, James would be the target when she needed it. And she could have played the way she wanted to play. And if she was able to play that way, maybe she would have been okay. I don't know if she would have been great, because for most part, I also don't really respect under the radar gameplay. That's me. That's me. Plenty of winners who've done it, right? It's just, I mean, I don't know. Why are we rooting for, hey, do things that don't really show up on television? But also because it's like, yeah, everybody's under the radar. Only one person wins. And usually it's there's two people sitting there being like, well, I did a bunch of things, too.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's kind of the thing. She cannot play the type of game that her status ended up affording her. Yeah. Now that people are, because they were worried about her as a target, that's why everything was kind of a split vote thing. That's why, you know, people were talking about voting out Cassidy. It's not because they actually cared about voting out Cassidy. If people cared about voting out Cassidy, Cassidy would have been voted out.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, let's get Carla, but if we can't, let's get, you know, Cassidy. Either Carla was immune, you know, straight up with a necklace, or they were worried about her idol. If that had never been a situation, I wonder if Carla's different.
Well, I was going to say, at least in the show, they seem to consider Carla as a threat. So she must be doing something to, aside from the idol, I would think. There has to be something there that they feel that if she gets to the end, she stood a chance at winning. That's why Jesse wanted her to get egg on her face, so that it would take her out of contention. So this move, which I don't necessarily fault Carla for playing her idol here. She should have played her idol.
Yeah. Would have been crazy if she didn't. It would have worked, I guess.
Yes.
But
yeah, it would have been. Yeah, that would have
all
been.
All she knows heading into that tribal council is that Owen is going home.
Right.
So once he's not getting votes anymore, yeah, no, you got to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Just playing it safe. And
hey, did you know that was going to be Jesse's plan to play the idol for someone else?
I guess
he didn't say it, so I don't know how he would.
He didn't say that part, so no, I didn't realize that. I thought he was going to play it for himself.
Yeah, just to spook her in general, like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then when he says up to Owen, I'm like, really? And I'm like, no, that makes so much more sense. Yeah.
Right, because if that's where the vote is supposed to go.
Make the person who Carla is voting for immune.
Right. And then that would be the only reason to really spook her, because then she's like, I voted for Owen, who cares? Yeah, so
continue.
No, that's fine. But I was just going to say, I think Carla playing her idol was a good idea at the time. Results, not. But now that she doesn't have that idol, is she still a threat? I don't know if
I don't think she's the primary threat.
I think she is minimized.
Yeah.
I think she may be very diminished going into the final episode.
Although I don't think it's because she doesn't have an idol now. I think it's because people have seen her now to be wrong. Like, she's been exposed, right?
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
whatever, like, what's her argument when she gets to the finals?
Right. I don't know.
What did you do, Carla?
I survived a hand wound.
Yeah. I allowed or voted out all my allies. Yeah. And targeted this other one relentlessly for some reason. I found out what the votes were when someone would tell me at the end. Like, I think, yeah, she's done in this game.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So she could easily have been usurped by Owen as like the next rung up, you know. I think Owen.
I mean, in terms of chances to win, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in the sense, I think they both have no chance to win.
Yeah, because I mean, who do they win against? I guess is the question. I mean,
like, even if it's
maybe Gabler.
Yeah, see, I think Gabler beats those two.
I don't know.
I don't know. But, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And then it's like, who's playing better? It's like, at least Owen isn't making self-destructive choices left and right.
Right. His status in the game is not necessarily his own fault, except for that outburst against James for no reason, because he didn't vote wrong that time. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, and now, like, who was the better player? That's a different discussion than who's playing better now. I think now, I mean, nobody's playing worse than Carla, so by that measure.
Right.
Overall, like, he never formed the bonds and had the
early on.
Like, she, again, as soon as, oh my God, I'm a target, and just cracked and was on tilt. That just was not part of the way that she was, you know, planning on playing. It was probably under the radar, anyone but me. I genuinely really believe the anyone but me, because he had nothing resembling loyalty at any point. Yeah. I think the underrated part that people don't understand about Carla is anyone but me. It came after her allies were tended to be voted out. She didn't just immediately turn on the people who would be useful for her. You know, she was actually pretty loyal to them, and vowed revenge for them. So yeah, no, it's been rough for Carla. And yeah, I mean, I take no pleasure in saying I told you so. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. I always take pleasure. But yeah, I just want that extra point. It's like, it's just, I think, you know, she wanted to be a certain kind of player, and then she got that advantage, and was not able to adjust to being the new kind of player. She wasn't able to adjust to being target Carla.
Right.
And her adjustments were really bad. Like, yeah, she did the worst thing, which was hilarious. It's like, yeah, just go ask Jesse for confirmation. Not ever checking with Jesse about where that would be. And it was so great. Jesse didn't even have to wait. It's like, oh, yeah, whatever they've been telling you about Carla is true. So she got, I mean, to be fair to Carla, she got that confirmation she needed from Jesse. It just wasn't the confirmation that Carla was looking for.
Nope, not at all. Oh, Carla. Carla.
Yeah. Real quick, because, you know, another obviously confusing part. And delightful part about the episode. Like, not only do we have this brilliant planning, and yeah, Cody's plan was pretty good too. Jesse, you know, bigger brain theory. And then, but it all seems to fall apart when he has to give that idol back. Because he needs to show it. How the hell did he get that thing back from Cody? How did he have it now?
Like, yeah.
There's no way of knowing from watching, unless you had, but like, we've heard exit interviews. I have. I don't know if you have.
I haven't.
So
enlighten me.
Cody has said, and I, you know, obviously I'm somebody who always is somewhat skeptical, and takes a skeptical approach to exit interviews, to people's attempts to pump up their own legend. But at this point, I have to accept his answer, because nothing else makes sense. Jesse had convinced him that Carla might have a knowledge of power advantage. He just kind of mentioned it earlier in the day before the stuff happened. And then Carla saying she wants to see the idol kind of put it even in his head more. Like, why does she need to see it? Because she needs to confirm who has it, right? And then I guess Carla even said, we should go into tribal council wearing our idols.
Right.
So then he's like, okay, she really like wants to know that I have my idol with me. So like, and then Jesse, according to Cody, never actually asks for it back. So because he never asks for it back, it doesn't put that like, why do you want it? You know,
right?
So just
right.
The level of trust that existed there for him to have it in Jesse's bag this whole time. I mean, the only other thing I had before that is like, is Jesse's bag just like the most secure place in the because nobody's gone through it? You know, he's hidden two idols there for like the entire half of the game.
Right.
So I guess that's what it is. He got in his head that the knowledge is power. That Carla might have it, and thus it couldn't be there.
Well, that's. I mean, that is kind of what I was thinking. That like. The only reason that Jesse had his idol was Cody must have been still warding off that knowledge as power. And maybe didn't James say he gave the knowledge as power to somebody or something like that? Like he gave it away to
To somebody to hold. And it was like somebody random too.
Like Sammy or something.
I can't even remember now.
Regardless of, or Dwight, I don't know, whoever had it, it was like, so maybe they thought that when James got voted out, for some reason, he gave the knowledge as power to Carla in case somebody else had a knowledge as power as well. I don't know why he would do that. It's been weeks since I learned that nugget of information. And I'm still like grappling with that piece of information.
I think it might've been Sammy.
It doesn't matter now, but regardless. So they think that Carla, or they think the knowledge as power is still out there for some reason. Mm-hmm. And they're still trying to ward it, you know, play games against it. So that's why Jesse was holding on to Cody's for as long as he has, because there really is no other explanation. So that's kind of, I was on board with that. It would have been nice if they told us that at some point during the show.
Yeah, even just like show
just to
the
clarify
scene,
yeah,
where or, it's like, hey, she might have the knowledge of power, maybe that wasn't captured, you know, it could have been a quick aside.
Yeah,
because like if they show him giving it back, then like the excitement and suspense of the reveal is gone, right? Like
that's true.
They've done a good job in showing us exactly what Jesse's plan was, exactly why he was doing, or at least I thought they had done a good job until I saw all of the various, you know, questions throughout the various places of people asking those very questions. So like I understand why they didn't show him giving it back, but yeah, just like planting that idea that this is what, because like, why do you still have that thing?
Right.
Has Cody forgotten about it?
Yeah. So, okay. So the only thing about it though, and again, I mentioned this earlier, and I mentioned it last night in the tweets is, you know, I feel like there should be some foreshadowing that the show should have set up saying like, when Cody gave his idol to Jesse, Jesse now controls the use of that idol while he's possessing it, because you can't steal somebody else's idol.
Right.
And if somebody gives their idol to somebody, then that's fair play.
Yes.
But what is the actual, like, because if Cody asks for his idol back, Jesse has to give it to him, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
When you willingly hand it over, and you kind of need to do it in view of production, that way it wards off the idea that you stole it or like found it. Right.
Like, yeah.
You know, people hide
like somebody. Yeah.
It's theirs, and it's theirs until they decide to give it back. Everybody has always given it back because it's a social game, and it'd just be, you know, we're not, but I mean, if you think back even to Edge of Extinction,
I don't like might to not. Think back to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So Devins asks the skinny guy, David Wright, to give him the idol back. Now, that was a special idol in which you had to give it to somebody and then get it back after a vote. That's what they were giving the people who came to Exile Island.
God, I don't remember this at all.
That's fair. So he does that. And like Devins is pissed because they voted against his interest. He was left out of a vote by David Wright and some, you know, War Dog and all them. And he's like, give me the idol back. And David Wright's like, no, I don't think I will right now. Not till you calm down.
Yeah.
Once you hand it over, you actually change possession. It is now that other person's.
Okay.
Which is what gives Jesse every right in the world to play it and then vote Cody out with it. And then people are like, well, why not Suri? Why that was Suri? the show, I think, was just about to do it with that as well. Until yeah, Troy's end, it's like, doesn't it say something about non-transferable? And that's when, you know, we see three, this advantage is non-transferable. And it's like, hey, you can't transfer it then. And then it's like, that's it. You were holding it for me. You weren't having it. But with idols, it's not that way. There maybe is a way in which you can, I'm getting this person to hold it for me, but they don't have it. But if you were doing that, I don't think that would supersede the knowledge is power advantage.
Right, right.
Because if they asked, do you have an idol? Well, yeah, I have it. I'm just not holding it, but I have an idol. So that's why you have to give it. I don't have an idol. Jesse has an
Jesse
idol.
Jesse has it. And I am trusting Jesse not to
what he did. But again, it's always an option. And we've seen that in the past where people discuss the idea of like, should I vote this person out? I'll have their idol.
Right.
I think Omar was thinking something like that last year. Totally legal and totally different things. And I think from here on out, they just have avoided non-transferable advantages. Like, why did we do that in the first place? If people want to do this, then let's let them.
I was going to say, Jesse did this earlier in the season with Dwight.
Yeah.
So.
Can't wait for that. I just can't wait for that. Here's another thing from Cody's exit interviews. It's like all the thoughts going around his head when, like, you know, Jesse's like shaking his hand. And the biggest one is, you just screwed me and you screwed you. You're going to be the next one at the door. I'm not here to protect you anymore. So that makes complete sense. Like in general, like I say, if you know that somebody is going to beat you in the end, that you need to not go to the end with that person. It does not mean that you need to vote them out as soon as you realize that. You still need to set yourself up so that you can survive without them.
Which Jesse did.
You had the thing, you know, by comparison to David versus Goliath, when Gabby turns on Christian, she has no outs to the point where she went home instead of Christian. So it's like, yes, she was right to not want to go to the end with Christian. That was absolutely true. Absolutely right. But she hadn't done any groundwork to establish a foothold in the game without him, in which case, it blew up immediately. Whereas, you know, in Ghost Island, like, Laurel had many outs, many, many outs. Maybe not all of them would have been ideal. But at some point, it's like, you're losing anyway.
Yeah.
I think she's fine with it because I think she's probably happy with the winner that she helped win. But me, and the way I think, I'd prefer to try and win. That's just me. Now, the question is, did Jesse do that? Did he set himself up to win here? Do you think he is going to win?
I mean, if he gets to the end, yes. Absolutely. 100%. I have full confidence in his ability to explain his game because he's been explaining his game the entire season and it makes sense to me, at least. So I assume it will make sense to the people that have been out there on the island with him.
He also seems smart enough to not lie about it.
Yeah. He's going to own the things he did. I don't think he's going to run into the issues that like Mike last season ran into. I think it's going to be pretty straightforward for him. He's gonna own up to everything. And I mean, not that he has a lot to own up to, really. Just he has to.
I mean,
own
the
up
big promise is
the
this
fact
one,
that he
right?
made moves. Yeah, I mean, and this was,
and he promised Cody, I will explain it to you.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, as long as he does that, I think he's got Cody's vote. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see anybody else not voting for him at this point. I really don't.
Yeah, like there's always the possibility of something random, like a random vote here or there, depending on who he's up against. Like maybe James, you know, votes for Carla, you know.
Right.
But if he's there, I don't think it'll be close.
No, I think he's going to get a good number of votes.
But you know, as I said, he may have materially hurt his chances to get there. Again, as I said, if getting there involves being brought by other people, then that's not really a winning path for him anyway. So I have no problem with it. But you know, he took out Cody, who could have helped eliminate some of these challenge threats. Now, I suppose if you're Jesse, everybody's kind of more of a challenge threat than you, other than with the possible exception of Carla's completely failing body. That's tough. Yeah, that's something I'm making fun of at all. Oh man, that just sucks.
That was hard to watch. Just I will say that kind of my prediction for next week is that like Carla just gets medevaced at some point. Like, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
but I can see it. I hang can on, see
two
it
more
happening.
Days. That's yeah. another reason why I don't think he should go after her anymore. Now it's like, yeah,
right.
I don't think she's a threat to beat anybody in the end based on the face planting she's been doing. And yeah, again, anyone can win these challenges, but go with the person who, you know, body failed her on a puzzle. Like, that's got to be a first.
Yeah.
When somebody.
So aside from Jesse, who do you think is the next threat as far as who should be targeted first to get out? I mean, it's Jesse, but who should Jesse choose to take out of the remaining players?
Well, I'll answer this in a different way. I'm going to give a winner pick, which is okay. something I've avoided. I think Cassidy is going to win this season.
Okay.
I'm just giving up right there.
Yeah,
pull on Cassidy build. And I want to make it clear, not because she has done anything that is impressive on any level or not. When she wins this season, and there's nothing I can do to stop this, it's going to happen. They will stand Queen Cassidy. They will do that even if she doesn't win this season. I'm not interested in the revisionist history that will paint all of the things she did to win. What will happen is that she won't be eliminated in the next two votes, maybe because she wins the immunity both times. Mm-hmm. Great. Cool. I feel like the people that will be cheering on her victory are not the people who tend to cheer on the people who challenge their win their way to victory. And then she'll just be sitting next to two people who are bad choices. She'll be mm-hmm. at them. That's all it is. So, yeah, Jesse makes it to Final Four and then loses the fire challenge. And Cassidy, it doesn't one way or another. Either she wins the fire or she won the challenge. And then she'll beat Gabler and Owen, or she'll beat Gabler and Carl, like any of them, you know. And I think that might be what happens this season, and that's fine. It won't change my opinion of any of the Jesse moves. It won't impress me at all, Cassidy. And here's another thing I won't do. It won't make me upset at the show for under-featuring another female winner. At this point, if this
You're
is her path,
yes,
but I don't want to be.
Right, right.
She won't have deserved it. You know, she her whole gameplay, like, she hasn't done anything to control anything other than the Ryan vote, and I think it's a stretch to say that she controlled it. Everybody else was deciding whether they wanted to vote out Cassidy or Ryan, and they chose Ryan. Not because she convinced them to. She was a very valid choice in that moment. She was not controlling that vote. She just won it. And that's been the same way throughout. And that's, you know, they'll paint this idea that she was a threat because people have been talking about getting her out. But it's never been a group of people. It's been like a person. And then that thing has failed because people don't really care to vote her out because they're not worried about her.
Right.
Sometimes just somebody hangs on enough to win because everybody else that was better is gone. And that's when you get a winner of the season. She is Fabio. She is Adam. But the show doesn't have to feature that person. If your strategy is to play a low visibility game, low visibility has multiple meanings. It's not just amongst the cast. It'll be amongst the TV show itself. So, yeah, like, this is different than Erica. Erica was making decisions. Erica was making plans. Her and Heather were doing things. And all of that was left out. Cassidy is just surviving.
Mm.
And she's going to do that all the way to the victory. So
that's your winner pick, then.
That's my winner pick.
I actually noticed this past episode how after Cassidy won immunity, she just kind of disappeared from the show. Like, she was there briefly.
What's the show? She doesn't do anything other than agreeing with people sometimes.
That was it. She agreed with the plan, and that was all there really was to it. So I struggle a little bit with the idea that they would still just show the winner of the season in this manner. I know that that's kind of, you got to show what you got, but I don't know. I just think I hope that it's not going that way, but I can see it going that way. And that would be a real shame. Not because of anything necessarily Cassidy has done or hasn't done, but just that's just how it would be. And that kind of stinks.
Yeah. See, for me, I'm letting the show off the hook. If this is it, it's like, what even possible alternate history can you present that she did? She has been floated around as a target, And every time, it wasn't because she moved the target off herself. It's because a superior player deemed her unworthy of the vote. And you can say, ha-ha, she fooled him. No, she didn't. She just outlasted him. Yeah. And she'll get to a final three, and somebody's got to win. And it'll be a scenario which you can tell the jury will have utter disgust that they have to vote for one of these people. And then tiebreaker will be, well, yeah, Cassidy won five challenges. So
yeah. So it's going to be Cassidy, Gabler, Owen is what you're thinking. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Carl will go out at five. Now,
I struggle to think of a scenario where Cassidy wins immunity at five and Jesse decides, yeah, I got to take out Carla at this point. But
I mean, more just like Owen and Gabler aren't all that particular either, you know? I mean, at that point, like, he can't get Cassidy to vote any other way than Carla as much as he tries to get them to vote for him, you know? Maybe that'll be the feather in her cap. And then people point to the legend of Cassidy, the time she voted out Carla.
I guess. Yeah, it's possible. It's probable. Yeah.
Here's another thing, you know, like she's been leading in all the places that do, you know, the varying incredible deep tissue predictions for this sort of thing. And I'm tired of fighting, so I'm buying in.
Well, that's
At some point, we could probably ask ourselves if, like, the person who spoils every other aspect of a season of Survivor, why we like to pretend that he doesn't know the outcome of these things. I'm just saying that right now. It's kind of a cute thing we've been doing for years now, but.
Well, you know, it's just that whole edgic thing. It's a new era of Survivor. So, you know, we haven't seen a guy win. So maybe they're just going in on Jesse.
That's right. They don't know what it looks like anymore.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to see, obviously, is Jesse winning. And I want to see it in a particular way. Like I said, I want him to work and explain to us what he's doing. Point form, bring out the charts. I don't care. To get the vote on him. Fully explain what he did, whose idol he's using and how he got it, and just the jury practically stands up and applauds at that. And then at four, let's say he doesn't win the challenge. Fair bet. I want Gabler to win the challenge, and then this is Gabler's big move. He's finally done hiding in plain sight. He goes down to take on Jesse in that fire-making challenge.
Takes off
and loses. And then Jesse wins, sweeping, you know, sorry, Owen and Carla will say, because, you know, they voted out Cassidy in five in this scenario. I don't know. Your thoughts of, like, what you want to see or what you think will happen?
I want to see Jesse win. I think he has, like, it's kind of like 75% Jesse, 25% Cass. She's definitely winning if he doesn't. I can't see any other scenario here. But what I'd like to see is kind of, you know, pretty much what you're saying there. Jesse draws all the heat. He just becomes an absolute raging dick for the entire 3 days.
Just one day, really. He only needs one day. And they're voting
it's one
again,
day. It's not 3 days. One day. And then they all go, oh, so glad he lost immunity. And they show them all voting. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see them in the booth. I want to see all
their... Yeah, get their full voting confessional.
Yeah. Oh, you are going down. This is feeling so good. And then, boom. Yeah. That idol comes out. And everybody's just like... And Janine is just like, what?
I can see her slack jawed like she was, you know, last night. Great reaction to give her. Yeah. Glad to see that her chin is finally healing up.
Yes, I was concerned about that.
It was. Yeah, and it would be, you know, obviously one more feather in his cap, one more to kind of clinch the jury vote. Also, another way of just burying everybody who votes for him. They'll be so, you know, like, hey, we finally did it.
Yeah, and he's like, look at these fools.
Yeah.
He's just like, each one of these people is a fool.
And he can say that at the final jury. And again, people are like, oh, that puts such a target. The target is there. The target is anywhere. The only way you can escape the target at final four is be pathetic, which is not a winning strategy. Again, Tommy spun into a winning strategy. Congratulations. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah.
But in general... chance of winning this game, you have to win the challenge or you got to win fire. It's just the way it is. So it's not something to run away from.
I will say I honestly want Jesse to win Final Four immunity just so I can breathe easier once it happens.
Plus, also, I want Cassidy to go at five, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Whew, okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Again, there's still, I suppose, the possibility that now deceased of Gabler. And this is why
that
this is why y'all they've been like giving us a few moments every time of like, you know, Gabler isn't a complete moron.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing that kind of is Gabler the stealth winner of this season? It's so I guess it's more 75% Jesse, 24% Cass, 1% Gabler.
And then, you know, he could spend the time, you know, this part of the million is for this patient I saw this one time.
His hatched children.
So, that's our kind of our thoughts going into the finale. How do we feel about the season now? Because last time you were on, you were, you know, repeating the refrain that I've repeated throughout the season. It's fine.
It's fine.
Are you still there or?
I mean, I will say that overall, yeah, it's pretty middle of the pack, you know, but the last couple episodes have definitely raised it a little bit.
You're the higher end of the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying it. I've said this all along. As it airs, I'm enjoying it. I've been enjoying the episodes the last like two or three or four weeks, successively more each episode, and have been enjoying him for a little bit longer than just as it airs. You know, there's like, oh, that was pretty cool that this thing happened. Like last week, it was the advantage hunt was brilliant.
So
Or was that, I don't even know if that was last week or two. That was whatever last. It was. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Regardless, there've been some highlights that I didn't think was going to happen, but amazingly they came out at the end of the game and managed to put out a few good episodes in a row. So it's a decent season. How about that? It's a little bit above fine for me. It's decent. There's nothing bad here except for an overwhelming lack of overwhelming amount of conservative gameplay that has kind of led to a lot of just kind of going with the flow to a lot of the vote outs this season, which made there be hardly any suspense the entire show. But overall, I think I like it more than 41, which at the time I thought 41 was good, but I think I like 41 so much because I was just happy for Survivor to be back. I like 42 better than this though.
I think 41 sometimes was a bit of an inverse, right? Like it was really kind of excited as it was getting going. And again, part of it is right what you nailed, you know.
Yeah.
Survivor's back.
Yeah.
But then started to kind of fizzle as it, you know, went down to the end. Like people that seemed to be playing well just kept getting knocked out often due to their own failures. And like Ricardo's case, Ricard's case. You know, just what happens when you're
the
obvious best player amongst other people.
41, as Shan's, you know, exhaustion caught up with her and led her to, like, as that increased, my enjoyment of the show decreased.
Yeah.
But 42, I like better than 43. I like the cast a lot better in 42 overall. This turned out to be a decent season of Survivor. And if Jesse wins, I may upgrade it to good.
Yeah. I think if Jesse wins, this really actually has a chance of leaping for me. They're probably not like never near the top. It's not, I can't like erase the experience of like the like most of watching the show. Right.
Right.
The same way that, you know, people always come at us for like ranking San Juan del Sur too low. And I'm like, come on, man. Natalie was like the last bit. Before that, I was suffering the season of like John.
Right.
And I don't mean my general co-host, but that too. John, like it really felt like it was taking its cues from John Mish. Right. That's not what I want, you know? But more like Jesse's, if he wins, but he's not going to. I already said it was going to be Cassidy.
this is what I do when I watch tennis and Novak Djokovic is playing. I'm just going to root for Djokovic. That way, if he wins, I'm rooting for him. And if he loses, great.
To be clear, I am in no fashion rooting for her to win. Again, it's not even about her. This is what I'm getting at. The thing that has always, always interested me most about Survivor is the idea of, you know, doing these, you know, different votes and like strategies, the, you know, moving, you know, the game pieces, using your social connections and different moves. I recognize fully that is not everything Survivor is.
Mm.
But it's what I like most. It's what I'm drawn to.
I would say it's rare.
It doesn't happen a lot. It often doesn't lead to victory. But when it does,
it's sweet.
It's so exciting for me. So that, you know, I can see it growing in estimation, because then all that stuff that like maybe was bothering me. No, it was, you know, this master game player setting things up, because he's been there the whole time. Right. He's been doing this the whole time. Right. That like even, you know, the habit that I pointed out where an option is presented to him. This is what we should do. And he's like, OK, well, how does it benefit them versus how it will benefit me? And if it benefits them more than it benefits me, then I should probably find something that benefits me more.
Right.
Yeah. Even just thinking all the way to the Justine vote, he was thinking that. And it's like, okay, well, she's saying all this, and she, you know, she's making this great plan. We're in this alliance, but she's also telling me what a great liar she is, and I don't want to play with other great liars because that's me. And if you look, like Cody is not a great liar, right? So if you're looking at who he ended up playing with, so yeah, if he wins, then yeah, I will be very excited about it all. You know, it'll be. Yeah, I mean, look at who my favorite players are. Like, it's a lot of strategists, right? It honestly, it'll feel a lot like Todd in China, I feel. There's a lot of similarities there. Whereas, if what happens, what I'm saying going to happen, if Cassidy wins, you're like, man, this game is broken. Like, I won't be like, it's just be like, I mean, it is what it is. This is how Survivor's always been. You know, the first player to truly excite me on that level was like Rob C. And obviously, he didn't win, right?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, that's Survivor, but also it's like, man, that season was so exciting because the, you know, just rampant casual sexism of the time was very much of the time. People now like ask, like, how do you have that rank so high? It's so sexist. I'm like, oh, man, you're probably right. Like, I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it since then. Back then, it was like, you know what else I was watching? It's like Joey Tribbiani making all these sort of comments. Like, that's what TV was in the 90s. I guess this wasn't really in the 90s, but, you know, the beginning O's are often like the 90s.
Yeah.
Like we were wrong back then for those attitudes, to be clear. But I can only view it from that lens. But, yeah, it's like, oh, so, yeah, you can do all these things and ultimately
fall just a little short.
All the jury gets to vote for is who's in the finals. And can we? And then people will try to reconstruct arguments that the three people were in there were the ones that most deserved to be there. And they weren't, man. They weren't. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes that's the way it happens. But if it's those three players, they were absolutely not the three best players in the season. None of them would be top three.
Hey, it's a results-based thing, right?
So, yeah, one result will be, hey, this is one of the best middle seasons of all time with one of the better winners to the degree that you can rank winners at all.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the other way, it was fine.
It was fine.
With one of the worst winners of all time. I'm saying I don't care. Prove me wrong. If she does, she or, you know, and it's not just about her. If Owen were to win the same way, I'd be saying all the same things.
Oh, yeah.
It's
What did he do?
He was there, you know?
Even at this point, if Carla wins, what did Carla do?
Yeah, at least then I could point, like, early on, I guess she established a reputation. But, yeah, maybe, frankly, that could be worse. It's like, at least Cassidy didn't screw up the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not impressed by the absence of failure. I'm impressed by doing things. Luckily, Survivor, so many things, different flavors, and all of that. But you're going to need to come at me with more than she made it to the end. Bravo. Some of the worst players in the history of Survivor made it to the end. Yeah. She got a jury to vote for her. Yeah, they got to vote for someone. And she won challenges. Great. I'm sure your second favorite winner of all time is Mike Holloway. But probably not. I'm just saying. You know what? This is something funny. I actually almost got Emma to join us for this podcast just to provide me a shield because I've spent so much time in this podcast trashing the only two women who have been on the show for like the past 3 weeks. I would trash the men too, but they're not even worth discussing. The ones that aren't Jesse.
It's true. They're pretty, I mean, I don't know. Gabler's playing a mildly effective game, I guess, but
his decision making has been fine. It doesn't matter. Nobody respects him.
Right.
Sit there at the final tribal council and say all the things that, oh no, I was really doing this all along. And people will be like, that's nice, Gabler.
I
don't believe you.
Remember in Game Changers when they all basically were like, you know, Brad, you were awesome at this, and Sarah, you were awesome at this, and Troy Zan, you showed up.
You're also here. I think that'll be Owen, no matter who else is there. You'll be able to tell that none of the questions, save maybe something from James, will be because they were interested in what Owen had to say. Right. It'd be like this, oh, same to you, Owen. And like eventually, like they won't even show him answering things. Like Romeo, I think, was in this situation. And somebody will be nice and be like, maybe I should throw him a bone. But you could tell that like he is not factoring into anyone's decision making.
Right, right. Oh, man, I just don't want to see Jesse up on that jury. Like, hey, how many of you think I should have won?
I hope he doesn't say that. That'd be tough. He'll probably say something to that regard. They all do. The fourth placers that should have won, like, always will frame it. But better would be, like, everybody else kind of framing it. That, like, you know, so Jesse did all this stuff. What'd you do? And they're like, I voted with him when he asked me to. Like, that's what I'm talking about. It's been one guy. Well, actually, you know, two guys. And then one of them was just voted out. That have made decisions that have shaped the game to be where it is now. The other people there are there because you only get to vote one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And you know, Sammy was more dangerous than them. Noelle was more dangerous than them. Cody was more dangerous than them. They weren't at the same tribal council as Ryan. You know, that's all.
I hope you're ready to rehash these arguments next week.
I'm excited. We'll find out who I'm talking about. What's the thing? I wanted to get them all in now so it doesn't seem like it's just my bitter reaction.
Okay.
That makes it. It's my bitter pre-reaction.
Yes, it's your bitter preface.
Everybody's just like, oh, he's just all butthurt because his favorite didn't win. Maybe, but think of why he's my favorite. Right. I don't pick winners at the beginning and like, no matter what they do, ride or die. No, I will jump off that bandwagon like that. It does not take much.
You don't pick them. They pick you.
That's right. So he's my favorite because he's been doing stuff. The other people I don't think of much because they haven't.
They haven't done anything. except Gabler, who said, hey, Cody and Jesse, if you go together to the end, they'll just say, oh, you did everything the same. And Cassidy and Carla did everything the same. And that's the only thing he did. It's pretty effective.
I don't know.
Jesse probably was already thinking that. Yeah.
And again, like, it's just a line to like, you know, when Noelle comes with the idea, like, let's get rid of Cassidy because we can't, you know, I think Carla was immune at that point. Or what, maybe Cassidy was immune and, Carla. And then he's like, but that'll make Noelle look good. And then she'll be a problem. So I should get rid of her. Like, this whole, it's just in line with that. That would make Cody look good. So I need to get rid of him. Because what Jesse's interested in is Jesse looking good. Mm-hmm. Which is what you should be. Whereas the rest, they've just been kind of like, oh, God, somebody's not going to vote out me. Awesome.
Right.
I feel like nobody but me works when the people hate the people you're up against.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if that's the way it's going to be.
Well, that's just it. I feel like Jesse's playing a game against a lot of people who are like anybody but me. And great. Great. Take that.
What happens when you go to Final Travel Council against another nobody but me? And at that point, like, it, you know, like I said, why are they going to choose Cassidy over Owen and Gabler? Again, I think the challenge wins will help. And then I think she just seems smarter. It's part of it, you know? It'll just be like, you profile out kind of like a winner. And we were thinking about getting rid of you. So, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how that doesn't also apply to Owen, though, except that, like, I just feel like there's been a thing the entire season long where just nobody's been, like, vibing with Owen.
Yeah. Except for this last episode where Jesse apparently was. Yeah.
It was like, this is a trust thing, right? And there was shorthand. Goddamn, Jesse's so good. So, like, it's just such a badass. I don't know how you cannot get excited. I mean, I'm arguing against a person that maybe does not exist. But how do you not get excited about somebody who does stuff like this? How do you watch this and be like, ooh, I don't know, that was too soon. I saw that.
I didn't
see that. It's Final Five! But... he has! I mean, there's no too soon! It was almost too late.
Yeah.
Sorry it was about, blowing out your ears, everyone.
No, that's all right.
You know I'm not really sorry.
I've damaged them with the music I play.
My all right, own any other thoughts heading into the finale? This probably might be your last time on the podcast for the season. I'm not like booting you out forever. Yeah. not like that one guy. No, there isn't.
I just hope it's not like 3 hours long. That's what I hope.
I mean, it will be with the reunion, but
yeah. Did they?
Oh, that'll be like live on the island.
Live on the island. So yeah. I hope they get back to live in the studio so Jeff can tell us how much 200 calories is or whatever it was and how much a 2000 calorie meal is. That's my favorite when he says,
I mean, this Boston is a bowl Rob
of chicken.
Boston Rob has a new cookbook out.
Oh,
he doesn't have a chance to promote it. We need to get back into the studio.
There's a shot of Cochran.
Yeah.
All right.
They should at least bring Cochran into the island.
Yeah, they should. He could be the guest host for the reunion. That would be great. That's what I want to see. That's it. That's
all right. You could discuss what you'd like to see, who you think is going to win. Tell me I was right again. That's always great. You can do that on our website. That's purplerockpodcast.com. I suppose you can follow us on Twitter. Although at this point, like, I understand still being on Twitter. I am. Why follow new people? But you can. Purple Rock Pod is the show. Purple Rock Andy is me. Mike, do you want to tell people how they can follow you?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Subscribe in the various places and all of that. And I'm going to hit the theme music. It's 11:30.